Well, good morning, everybody. Darren Saul here, your host of Playing With Perspective, the Suspended Animation Podcast. It's a fantastic day. I've got a very, very incredible guest by the name of Paul Morrison here with us today. And we're going to be chatting about how musical theatre, a board game, and supporting the community gave Paul a whole new lease on life. So stay tuned, and you're going to get the whole backstory of, you know, what that actually means. But Paul, how are you doing?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me on the show.
Fantastic, mate. My pleasure. I've been looking forward to this one because it's going to be really interesting to get into the nuts and bolts of your story.
Thank you. It's a very interesting story that took a few turns from when COVID hit. So it's exciting.
Absolutely. But before we do that, I thought I'd give everybody a little bit more insight into who Paul Morrison is.
Well,
I might just do a quick intro and then I'll jump in and I'll hand it over to you. Is that cool?
Sure.
Awesome. So Paul has been involved in musical theatre his entire life. Because of his love of theatre, he started Fantastics Production Essentials, a company that has helped time-poor creatives to put on a show. With the COVID-19 restrictions, Paul lost all his 2020 business within a matter of hours. The silver lining, though, is that it has given Paul a chance to pivot and co-create Theatre in a Box, the musical theatre board game. So Paul is going to chat about how musical theatre has benefited his business, coping with change, and why supporting your community is so good for business. And by the way, Paul's favorite board game is Balderdash, and his favorite musical is Sweeney Todd. So Paul, welcome, yes. My friend.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a pretty good summary, to be honest. I do like a bit of Balderdash, and Sweeney Todd is my favorite musical. So yeah.
I haven't watched or seen Sweeney Todd, and I have never played Balderdash.
Balderdash is a game where you basically have to lie. You have to say something that sounds so true that people think it's true, and if they pick your lie over what's actually the truth, you get a point.
Okay,
it's very actually quite fun.
Awesome, mate. So tell us a bit about you and anything that I haven't covered so far.
Well, I guess, I'm 43. I'm married. I have two kids and I have two dogs. You know, that stereotypical family structure.
Great Australian dream.
Indeed. I've been in musicals all my life, and I'm a third generation theatre performer. My parents performed. And my sisters perform. I met my wife in musical theatre, and now my kids also perform. I've been a member of the Regals Musical Society for over 25 years, and combining that with a printing background gave me the opportunity to start Fantastic Production Essentials to help people put on a show. So I guess when I'm not performing, I enjoy drinking a good quality craft beer and supporting the Dragons in the NRL. And yeah, that I do some BX networking, which is where I met you.
That's right. And for everybody out there, big shout out to Matt and Loz and all the BX team, because Paul and I both belong to BX as a business network. And I can honestly say that it's a fantastic place. I've met some amazing people, and that's exactly how we came together.
We did. It's a great room to be in if you want to build your business. Absolutely.
So let's get into it, because I'm fascinated by your story. I mean, incredible story. Obviously, COVID hit. You know, the entertainment industry was not a great place to be when COVID hit. Tell us more about what happened and how that happened.
Well, I was running the box office for Be More Chill over at the Regals, and that was on a Friday when the guidelines came in through the announcement by Scott Morrison. Yep. By the time the show had finished, which was about 3 hours, I'd received emailed correspondence saying that all of the events that I was part of until the end of 2020 were not continuing, or they were put on hold.
Within three hours.
Yeah, within 3 hours. Yeah. So I was in a position where I basically didn't know where my next dollar was coming from. But I must admit, I wasn't alone either. There were so many people that were affected within the entertainment industry. We all lost our work. And for some people, it was absolutely devastating. They'd maybe got their first lead in a musical, first professional lead in a musical that was coming up later in the year, and it had just been cancelled. Yep. And considering within the entertainment industry, we do turn to those retail, hospitality, and tourism industries when there's a bit of a shortfall, those industries have been decimated as well. So not only did we lose our performing arts space, we lost the safety net that we had as well. So there are plenty of people still doing it tough within the entertainment industry. So, absolutely. But in my case, yeah, I picked up some casual work down at a place called Stage Kings down at Kurnell. Doing some picking and packing and that sort of fun stuff. Fantastic. And it actually did give me a chance to focus on some things that have been put on hold for quite some time.
Nice. Yep. Yeah, this period is like, even me, I'm a photographer as well. And, you know, a lot of my events were cancelled within about 3 or 4 days. All my event work for the whole year just went, good night. But it gave me time to, just relook at things, head down, put in place a few new things and, you know, pivot in a way. And it gave me a lot of time and bandwidth to be able to do that. Whereas if you're working full time, you know, running around, you just wouldn't have time to do that. So sometimes these things are a blessing as well.
Yeah. And in some cases, there is a silver lining to the whole COVID story, particularly from my point of view. Yeah. There's always a plan B. There's always something that you can find to do to improve your circumstances. And I'm a testament to that, which I'm pretty pleased to say.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. I mean, obviously, you know, you've got a hell of a pivot story, and everybody's using that term pivot story, but I love it. Yes. And, you know, you've created a whole new board game and you're going to be launching it on Kickstarter. So tell us a bit about that journey.
Well, the journey started when my business partner, Brenton, was mowing the lawn. Right. As you do when you've got your brain ticking over when your
subconscious mind is engaged.
He basically came up with the concept of a musical theater board game. And this was quite some time ago, and between Flynn and me, his son Flynn and me, we basically came up with this concept of the board game. But then, you know, the life got in the way and it was all put on hold for a little while. But at the beginning of March, we had no excuses, and we dusted it off and got it back out, and we've developed what I believe is an amazing musical theater based board game called Theater in a Box. It's something that we're putting on Kickstarter. Kickstarter is a creatives crowdfunding page where you put an idea forward. If people like it, they'll support it, and if you reach your financial goal, then you get you get basically the green light to start producing the product.
Fantastic. Isn't there another one called, is it Crowd something? Crowd?
Oh, there's quite a few of them.
So many
of
these.
Indiegogo, and there's GoFundMe. Right. There's plenty of them out there, but Kickstarter is specifically designed to look after things that are a bit more creative.
Oh, great.
And that's why we've chosen to go with Kickstarter, because it's a good platform for that, this style of board game product.
Gotcha.
It's great. The board game itself is musical theater based.
Yep.
And it involves performing and singing and dancing, but it also has a bit of general knowledge in it. There's a bit of luck attached to it. Yep. You move your way around the board, and whoever has the most tickets to their show by the end of the game wins the game.
That's like Monopoly for the artistic people.
It's not as cutthroat as Monopoly, I have to say. We do like each other at the end of playing this game as opposed to Monopoly, it's a game where you get a chance to really get back up on stage and put on a show in these times where you actually aren't able to.
Wow, I think that'd be amazing. So, you know, everybody's sitting around, obviously, you know, you sit around in a small group of people, you're having a glass of wine, mm-hmm. having some food, and people are entertaining you and performing in front of you and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So there's a few definitions of board games, and ours fits into what's called the party category. So it's a party board game.
Yep.
And so you can play as individuals, you can play as a teams, you can play at an after party, or you can play on a weekend. It's something that you can just set up in a couple of minutes. You're away. The game takes between 40 and 60 minutes to play, and it's a hell of a lot of fun.
Wow. I mean, and is there anything similar out there in the market, or this is like a brand new concept?
Well, there is nothing like this out there, which really surprised me, because we did some research before we decided to take this commercial as to what sort of musical theatre games were out there, and there really aren't that many. Musical theatre is very underserved from a board game perspective, so
Absolutely. We
decided to solve that and give people a chance to be a star in their very own show.
What a great idea. And I can imagine, I mean, I think now moving forward, things are already starting to lift and we'll be able to get together more people in one room at the same time. But you could even do this virtually and across continent if you had to. you know, I can, it can work for that as well.
Yeah, it would. The way that it's structured, you don't even need to be a musical theatre aficionado either, because there's a lot of luck involved too. Even if you know a very small amount of musical theatre knowledge and trivia, you are still in a position where you can play and win the game. So, and the thing about Theatre in a Box is that we've made the decision to also give some funds back to entertainment-based charity organisations, so that by supporting Theatre in a Box, you're also supporting the industry as well. And we need all the help we can get at the moment.
Oh, fantastic. That's great. I mean, and I want to get into that in a second, but I mean, where are you at with the board game? Obviously, so it's something that you, the idea was born before COVID situation, but COVID allowed you to really get serious and put it into place.
Yeah.
And now you're just about to launch it on Kickstarter. Is that right?
Yes. So Kickstarter will launch at the end of the month. So we're in what we call our pre-launch phase. Yep. So if you did want to follow the Theatre in a Box journey, as it were, you can jump onto theatreinabox.com.au and you can actually be notified via Kickstarter when the project goes live, and you can invest and support the project accordingly.
Oh, fantastic. And when would you like it to go live, do you think?
Well, we're hoping that it goes live around the 24th to the 27th, maybe, but yeah, we're shooting for the 24th.
Awesome. So June. Like within a month. Oh, so 24th of June. We're talking about.
We're hoping next week, but we're still. It's in the lap of the gods at the moment, because it can take between 8 and 10 working days for Kickstarter to assess the project and give it their seal of approval and put it onto their website. There's quite a few things you need to jump through to get it accepted and put on the Kickstarter site.
Fantastic! But the actual game has been developed. It's ready to go.
Game's developed. We've got a local animator on board that's created lots of cartoon characters. We've got 30 musical theatre themed cartoon characters that are part of the game, and they're really, really cool. And we've written all the questions. We've even written questions for 3 expansion packs that you can buy as well. So, yeah, you can immerse yourself in musical theatre basically forever if you want to.
I think we should all get together and organise a big BX Theatre in a Box night where we can all perform.
I would love that. Yeah,
I think that'd be a lot of fun.
There's plenty of people in BX that don't need much of an excuse to get up and put on the show, is there?
That's right.
We just need to give them one more excuse, and I'm happy do that.
Fantastic, mate. So you mentioned the community, and I think that's what a lovely message in that, you know, it's nice to hear a lot of companies, and, you know, smaller and larger these days, that are really starting to be conscious in giving something back to the community and back to charity. And I've interviewed a few people on the show that have done that. And so it's really, really nice. So tell us a bit more about how that works and, you know, why you decided to do that, et cetera.
Yeah, well, I've always been involved in community groups, whether it's musical theatre, whether it's the Scouts, whether it's my son's soccer club or my own cricket club, et cetera, et cetera. And I've always felt the need to give back to the local community. So I set up Fantastic Production Essentials to help those local volunteer or resource for organizations to succeed, to put on, to perform like the stars they are and put on a show. So I help them source all their sound and lighting and props and costumes, et cetera, et cetera. Sell their tickets for them, do all their printing. All those things take the creative people away from actually directing the show.
Yep.
So I get in there and I help them out by doing that.
Gotcha.
And I've certainly found, particularly now that we've launched a board game, is that the supporting your community can be, in inverted commas, good for business. Because if you're giving back to your local community, they feel invested in you as a person, and you can make some amazing relationships by the volunteer.
It's all about building relationships.
Volunteer interactions, because volunteers are just amazing people in general. I've interacted with so many volunteers, and they do it for the literally do it for the love of it, and that's to be commended.
I totally agree with you. I mean, I've also met some amazing people in that space. And so, if you know, how do you choose a community group, in your opinion, if we want to give back to the community? Is it just something we're passionate about, or are there certain things that you should think about?
Well, yeah, the first thing is I would always try and support something that you're passionate about. And in my case, the two main ones for me is theatre and the scouting movement where appropriate. But I guess the questions that you need to ask is, there's two questions. One of them is, what local communities attract the same end client as you do.
Yeah.
If you're looking to use a local community group as a referral partner, if they've got the same end client as you do, then that symmetry is already there. So it can be good for business by supporting a group that way.
Awesome.
And how much time, money, or resources are you looking to contribute? Because you don't just need to throw money people's way to support your local community. You can just give them some time. You could donate some services.
Yep. Like resources, example, whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. And someone like a butcher might support your local soccer club and give them an apron to be wearing whilst all those people are manning their barbecues down at Sunday soccer. Or a financial planner that specializes in self-funded retirees might support a Rotary Club or a Probus Club or something like that.
Yep.
That will give you an opportunity to build your business within a really community-based, very friendly environment. A real estate agent could basically support anyone. Real estate agents support everything. And it's good for business. Yep. It really is good for business to be seen as being a local, giving back to a local community.
Yep, I agree. And it's a win-win. I mean, like for me, I don't say don't go and just do these things just because it's for business. But if you do it for business, but you're also you have the integrity and you're the person that really wants to give back to the community.
Yeah.
Everybody can see it and it can bring you all sorts of opportunities that you wouldn't have dreamed of.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, it might be a long burn in inverted commas, but just giving back to the community makes you feel good.
Yep.
And if that's something that gives you a bounce in your step and gets you out of bed in the morning, then
it's already a win.
That's a good thing. It's a win-win.
Yep. 100%. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, I'm really looking forward to, getting in to see this game and playing this game and seeing how it all comes into play. I think it's going to be fascinating.
Oh, don't worry. We'll make sure we get together and have a round of theater in a box. It's going to be good fun.
Excellent. And now obviously, what are you going to do with, your business when things start coming back to normal, or business that you've been running for so many years? Are you going to continue to do that, or are you going to pivot in a certain way, or balance the two, or what are your plans?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, I guess. Is that if the board game takes off and we become international board game moguls, then I might do that. But to be honest, the entertainment industry will come back, and it'll be back. For sure. Bigger and better than ever, because people are just starved of entertainment at the moment. And I really look forward to kicking Fantastic off again and being able to support those local community groups that are looking to put on productions.
Awesome.
It's what I've always done, and it's what I know how to do, and it's something that I'm really looking forward to getting back into.
Yep.
But having a bit of diversity within your income streams is not such a bad thing either. So if the board game is bubbling along in the background, making some funds while I help people put on a show, then I think that's not a bad position to be.
And you can almost maybe put them together somehow and create events or, some special type of theater around the theater board game.
You could have theater in a box in the theater.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You never know what you could do.
Absolutely. Yeah. Doing it as a fundraiser would certainly written in a way that you could use it as a local community fundraiser for sure.
Yeah. And there'd be so many great theatres and, buildings that you could use to create that ambience, and I think that'd be, there's no end to what you could do.
Yeah. It could be the next rock quiz. You never know.
Absolutely.
would welcome that opportunity. Yeah. Absolutely.
Why not? Absolutely. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
And what about within this scout community? You could use some of the scout halls maybe or something. The scout
give back to the scouts by using their facilities there's plenty of ways that the board game could be incorporated into to giving back to the community. So the options are endless. I'm in a good position where I've got some options now, which back in the beginning of March, I didn't have too many.
Yeah,
and so it's a really nice position to be in. Yeah,
absolutely. Like, I mean, I remember the first week or two was for everybody was a bit of a, totally surreal time. Like, you didn't know what was going on. You couldn't really believe the scale of what was going on, the implications of it. And slowly over time, we've all started to just come to grips with what's happening.
Yeah, there was a numbness about the first 2 weeks of March that just...
Yep. It was almost like a parallel universe.
Yeah, and we had no idea where the next step was going to be. And now that we're slowly but surely coming out the other side, the light at the end of the tunnel is getting closer and closer.
Absolutely. And it's nice to kind of look back, you know, at that time as well, when you have a journey like yours, to say that's when this was born. That's when my dream came to fruition. That was the honeymoon period that was the birth phase. So it's kind of a nice story to tell as well.
It is a nice story. It does have that necessity as the mother of all invention type feel to it.
Absolutely.
It's a cracker of a game. It's so much fun to play. And we've done our testing on it. We've done some blind testing with a few different groups. And the feedback has all been positive. If you look on Kickstarter, and I might be bragging, but within the pre-launch phase, you can actually go in and click a button to say that you'd like to follow this game and find out when it gets launched.
Yep.
At the moment, we're the second most popular board game in pre-launch phase in Australia.
Wow!
Out of the 200 that are available internationally, we're 22nd.
Nice.
And so we're giddy with anticipation, to say the least.
That's awesome. And would you like, obviously, to launch it globally? I mean,
absolutely.
Sure,
yeah. We've already got nearly 700 followers on Facebook. Well, I think we're over 700 followers on Facebook, and we've already got quite the significant email list to it that have just engaged amazingly well with the game and the concept, and they're from everywhere around the world, from Ireland to Malta to the US to the UK, and here in Australia.
I think the concept's fantastic. It's a great idea, and I'm surprised that nobody's come up with this before.
I am too, but I'm quite glad they hadn't.
Absolutely. And so, how long in general, again, how long is a piece of string, but how long in general would a game take to play?
Oh, between 40 and 60 minutes is how we've structured it.
Okay.
Depends on how many teams or how many individuals and, how big a party you're at when you're playing it, I guess.
How many glasses of wine you've had.
How many quiet beverages you've had at the same time. But it is a party game, and we've designed it to be about 40 to 60 minutes.
Right. Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. Yeah. Some of those other add-ons, if you want to continue, you've got other products, side add-ons that you can lengthen the game with them.
Yeah, we're going to have expansion packs included. There might be the ones that are already available are there's the return season, which is another set of cards that are similar to the first ones.
Right.
There's the backers only pack, which you can only get those if you back the project on Kickstarter.
Right.
So, outside of Kickstarter, that pack will not be available. You won't be able to buy it. And the third one is a professional pack for all those perceived musical theatre experts. So the questions are really, really difficult.
We really get to see who knows their stuff.
Separate the men from the boys, yes, so to speak. And then the other thing we'll have is like an All-American pack or an All-Australian or a junior or Golden Years of Musical Theatre or Andrew Lloyd Webber, Sondheim.
Wow.
There's so many options for expansion packs, and if the demand is there, which I'm sure there will be, we'll just keep providing
There's no end to what you can do.
There is no end to what we can do and how many times you can play it.
Right. I hope you take on the world. That's fantastic.
I'm looking forward to taking them on.
That is awesome. And so, Paul, if we want to get in touch with you and follow the journey, what are the best ways to do it? And obviously, I want to put all these links for everybody in the show, but what are some of the best ways for people to follow the story?
If you're looking to follow the story, you'd follow us on Facebook. So Theatre in a Box on Facebook or Instagram. We've got some younger people in the organization. And so we're on Snapchat, and we're on Discord, and we're on TikTok and all those other things that I don't understand. but if you want to follow us on Facebook or Instagram primarily, you can get the journey from there.
Okay.
If you want to find out when the board game will be launching, you can follow us on Kickstarter.
Perfect.
And all that information on how to do that is available via the website, which is theatreinabox.com.au.
Awesome. So what I'll do is I'll make sure I put all those links in the show notes so people can follow your journey, and they can, get some of those special packs as well that are only available on through the Kickstarter platform.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mate, it's been absolutely fantastic and really uplifting to hear what a great story this is, and how successful this is looking like it's going to be, which is amazing.
Yeah. We're really excited to see where it goes. Yeah, thank you for your interest. Thank you for reaching out and asking me to be on the show. It's really an exciting time. I'm having a very good time at the moment. I'm enjoying it immensely.
Right, well done. You know, milk every minute because it's great. You know, this is a great story, and you know, enjoy it. Absolutely, what a great experience.
Thank you.
But before we finish up, I always like to ask my guest, you know, give us one or two little bits of insight or, you know, tips or tricks that we can take on board right now after this episode that you might have learned in your journey over the time. You know, just something that people can use, and even if it's just a nice positive message.
Yeah, well, probably from a day-to-day perspective, it's always great to engage people that have an expertise. I'm not a jack of all trades and don't proclaim to be. Yep. So we have engaged the services of some very talented people within some categories of creating the game. Right. Don't think for a second that you can't reach out and ask for help if you need it, because you can get overwhelmed with what you need to achieve in a period of time. So don't be concerned about asking for help.
Good point. I mean, you know, help's there. Everybody's there to help, and you know, you just have to ask.
And I guess the other thing is that life's not a dress rehearsal.
Yep,
using a theatre analogy.
I like that.
If you have the opportunity to do something, go out there, grab it with both hands and see what happens.
I love it. What a great way to finish. Life is not a dress rehearsal. So just go out there and get it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Absolutely.
That is great advice from a man that's been in theatre all his life and been in business. And, you know, great idea.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been fun. I've had a great time.
Mate, absolutely. And mate, let's do another show when, you know, things, you know, maybe 2-3 months down the track when things have really started to pick up. Let's do another show and maybe let us know how things are going.
I would love that.